Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There we go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the day of the first round of the NBA draft, Sixers pick third. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Con Knipple. Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple?
Oh, if I know the basketball fans on our Twitter, it's got to be VJ Edgecombe.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would give him 45%.
Okay, so you're close. It's 38.8%, and he's number one. Who do you think is number two?
Everybody's out on Ace. Oh, we got to be going Con. Got the nip.
Number two is Ace Bailey.
Wow.
Elliot Swang, people. Swang, people.
Swang.
Did you say swang or swang?
I said swang.
Okay.
Maybe I put my little accent on it.
I thought you were saying swung, but with an A. Said Elliot Swang, people.
Nah, I think it's swang.
Okay. All right. Is
it swang, though?
Go check that audio. Ace Bailey at 28.2%, Con Knipple at 19.5%, and then Trey Johnson, who we've probably talked about the least, at 13.4%. So,
I think it's probably a better score.
Definitely best shooter. Well,
I think Knipple's the better shooter.
Nah, I think Trey's the better.
Nah, he's probably a better scorer.
Yeah, I think he's a better shooter.
And Trey Johnson gets it off the dribble.
He does.
Listen, the dribble nonsense. Right.
You got to be able to do that in
the
NBA.
No, you don't. Not when you stay in the corner like Con will.
We're going to take a...
Guy's okay, he's a heady player. You can take your little six-man Trey Johnson all you want. Relax. He's a taller Malik Monk. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's pretty good player.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We will officially declare the player we want in a moment. Jeff in Wilmington, let's try this again. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Sorry about that, dude. So, Spike, I don't know a whole lot about the NBA. Well, I don't watch the Sixers that much because, quite frankly, they're boring. So I will defer to you guys on who you think they should draft. Now, I don't know Ace – what's his name?
Bailey.
Ace Bailey from Ace Frehley.
Okay.
Right? So that's where I'm at with the Sixers.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You were calling about Rojas anyway.
Look, they once drafted a guy that couldn't shoot. Then they drafted a guy that wouldn't shoot.
Right,
I don't really have a lot of trust.
All right, okay. Well,
enough of the insults. Let's get the Rojas.
For what it's worth.
I'm not insulting you.
There was one guy that drafted those guys, though, and he's not here anymore.
I know.
Okay.
And the Phils had someone hit the ninth last night who can't hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm getting to next. So I'm more upset at Rojas' approach to that last at bat. You got the only 300 hitter on your team coming up behind you. And unless it's a wheelhouse pitch at 2-0 in the late innings, you should be taking.
But that's exactly why he shouldn't have been up. Because at what point have we watched Johan Rojas at bats, even when he's hitting, and been like, you know what? there's a guy who's super patient. There's a guy who, like, he never strikes you as a heady player or anything.
That's the last thing I would say.
He's running when he shouldn't run. Yeah. He should be on the Phillies. But if you just want a guy who's going to – they have a guy on the bench who would have taken that 2-0 pitch, and that is Bryson Stott. He was sitting on the bench. There was no chance Bryson Stott was swinging 2-0. You know, so
– that was my pick for the pinch hitter. Heck, even Marsh has been hitting pretty good lately.
Sure.
And the lefties have had pretty good success against that guy. So, yeah, it was just a bad at bat. And his IQ, baseball IQ, is not topping the charts.
No, it's not. And by the way, thank you for the call, Jeff. As a team, their baseball IQ doesn't top the charts.
Yeah, they aren't them.
But Stott is a guy who does have a high baseball IQ and would not have taken. Just get Trey to the plate.
I agree, get Trey to the plate. But also, Stott's not exactly crushed lefties this year. He's probably does a better job than Rojas in that situation.
Yes.
I would concede
That's all. He's hit well the last week and a half, Stott has. It seems like he's coming out of whatever, slump he's in.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to officially declare who we want out of tonight?
Yes.
We'll get to that right after.
First, let's talk about my friends at Dietz and Watson. Yeah. Did you guys want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there we go. It is grilling season here.
Fire
up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Dietz and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Dietz Nuts meat snacks. There's something for everyone in the family. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Dietz and Watson. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Your new thing is the old meat.
Dietz nuts.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, John Ritchie was 42% Dietz nuts. Is that he ate so many of them? I saw him eating them for breakfast every day. I think he would. If you cut him, he would have bled Dietz nuts.
Yeah.
Dietz nuts. Yeah. All right. So it is time for us to declare who we want out of tonight's draft.
Mm-hmm.
The names have been flying. Ike, would you like to declare first, last, middle? You're going to go last.
Yes.
Jack, you're going to go first.
Thank you. And I've been on this for at least 2 days.
Yes. You've been on it for a while.
Been on the scent. The Con Knipple scent. And it's not because I'm a radio producer and the last name is hilarious. I it's not about that.
Yep.
It's about getting someone that I think is plug and play, that'll shoot over 40% from three, that is heady, that last year when Cooper Flagg went out, he had no problem stepping into a bigger role. Everyone seems to love him. I mean, teammates seem to love him. Cooper Flagg said if he get stranded on an island with one person, it'd be Con Knipple. Like, he seems like a special guy. Between him, Maxey, McCain, it's a good, fun, young, likable team.
That's a lot of shooting, by the way. You put those guys on the floor with George and Bede.
But you got to shoot to win in today's game.
You do have to shoot. All right.
Thank you.
So Jack is planting his flag on Con Knipple. You want to go third still? Do you want to go third still? Do you want to go now?
No, I'll go ahead.
Okay.
Will Ike ever
commit
have
to a
player? Yep.
So I'm going to bring this guy up in my YouTube big board at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could have one guy from tonight, look, I would be fine with Con Knipple. I would be fine with Edgecombe. I'd be fine with a lot of these guys. They're probably not going to take this guy at three. He's projected to go 9-10 somewhere, but I would not be mad at it. Freshman out of Arizona named Carter Bryant.
Carter Bryant?
Dude, I am telling you. I am promising you that I don't think he is an all-star, but there is no doubt that Carter Bryant is going to be a starter on a great team at some point. He's like 6'7", 6'8", defensive animal. Like, the guy is, from an athleticism standpoint and a defense standpoint, he is already there. I know 19 years old, I still think you could throw him out there in the NBA already there. He is already a good spot-up three-point shooter. And here's the thing that I might like about him the best is we see a lot of these guys at this point wanting to get their shots off, dominant, ball-dominant sort of guy. This guy cuts, relocates, smart player on offense, throws the right pass, ends up in the right spot. If I could have one guy from tonight, out of all the YouTube I've watched, I would be thrilled to get Carter Bryant tonight.
So I was watching for a second.
Yeah.
Thing I like about Carter Bryant.
Yeah.
Is he wears the the sweatband around his forearm, feels like a nice, like, old school.
Glenn Rice. Yeah. Glenn Rice did stuff like that.
Kobe had one there. I feel like it was a big Lamar Odom.
I started with Mike.
Yeah.
Can we stop attributing everything in the NBA
to this guy who was propped up
by the league?
Oh, God.
He had his own rules. I wasn't afraid to challenge
that
him.
That is not what the Jordan rules were. That is exactly somebody who did not read the Jordan rules.
The Jordan rules, to my recollection.
Did you not watch The Last Dance?
Yeah, it's all fake propaganda. I'm on Scottie Pippen's side.
You realize that was Detroit that was explaining the Jordan rules in The Last Dance.
The Jordan rules are that he got preferential
treatment. You don't let him get to the lane.
Yes.
They hit the hell out
of him.
Oh, that was the Jordan rules?
Yes.
You hit him before he takes flight.
Yes. I was way off.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah, the Jordan rules was to beat the hell out of him.
This is like the third time I've heard you say that about the Jordan rules. And I'm like, this guy doesn't even know what the Jordan rules are.
Well, it's like Elliot in Soldier Field yesterday.
Yes.
There's two different Soldier Fields.
Yeah. So my guy's Carter
Bryant.
That was
actually worse. Elliot's thing was worse.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Of course. Well, he covers football, allegedly.
By the way, good thing about Carter Bryant is you could trade down and get Carter Bryant. You could trade down, I think, probably to 8, 9, 10. Somebody is going to draft this kid, and this kid's going to be awesome. So my guy's Carter Bryant.
Highlights look good.
Yeah. Oh, does.
As highlights usually do.
Yeah, but
yeah, but the first highlight is him doing a backside, block.
Yes.
Reading the pass.
Well, so when you watch him,
shot looks good.
Yeah, you can tell he can't dribble yet, but already a good catch and shoot 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. But just like 19-year-olds, you don't expect them to see the game the way that he seems to see it defensively and offensively.
So you've done too much scouting this year. This is your issue.
Well, no, I'm just telling
you. This is what he does.
Yeah, this kid,
it's not what he does.
Would not usually, it's like a couple of minutes
honestly,
of YouTube.
Honestly, let's also break down this on the show, okay?
What?
Yeah, no, because listen, Mike in there is totally neutered by having you on the show with who he wants to pick.
Why?
Because if I know Ike Reese, I think I know Ike Reese. My entire life, he has had I got a guy in the draft. All of a sudden, you show up thinking you're freaking some kind of Jonathan.
I don't think I'm anything.
Well, I know, but you think your word carries weight, and I can't pick a freaking player.
No, that's because of these players don't stand out to me.
Yeah, the
nothing
players.
To do with Spike.
Yes, the players are not.
Don't ever accuse me of being neutered. Yes.
You know, have you watched Jeremiah Fierce? Because I feel like you'd love that kid too.
I have not watched Jeremiah Fierce at Oklahoma, but I know who he is.
Yeah, I think you might like him too. All right, who do you want?
I got to stick with a guy who I. You know when you got so many players up there and you look at too many videos, you start confusing yourself.
It drives you drive yourself crazy.
So initially, I was a Trey Johnson, Conker Nipple guy.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be Trey guy.
Yeah, that's why I feel safest at.
Okay, so you're going to be Trey guy.
I'm a Trey guy.
Trey Johnson.
Yeah. Although give me 20% Ace Bailey.
What?
Yeah. 80% Trey Johnson, give me 20% Ace.
There
baby.
It is. There's the hedge. But you're picking Trey's your
I'm
guy.
I'm going with Trey Johnson as my
I
guy.
I thought we were aligned on the nipple.
I know. I could have went with you on the nipple.
But
I would not be upset.
You
wouldn't
be mad at Knipple.
No, not at all.
I don't think
not
they're picking Knipple at 3, though.
I don't.
That's a trade down.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. Unless they take one of these guys who I've never seen, I don't know what would I be mad at if they did something. You have to do something pretty extreme. Yeah, don't take a center. Yes, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want Malwatch. I don't want Derek Queen. Those are the two guys.
Oh, God, Derek Queen.
Yes.
No.
Well, that all the basketball dorks love Derek Queen.
No, yeah. I'm out on that. He looks like Jahlil Okafor.
Yes.
Nah.
He's a better passer.
Yeah, he's a shorter. He's a shorter Embiid.
Yeah. But
shorter Embiid.
Yeah. Well, he can't shoot.
Yeah, he can.
He had one shot, one lucky shot that he traveled on.
Oh, now he traveled. Now it's a lucky shot. Everyone's thinking, just because you hit the Lucas shot 12 years ago doesn't make Michigan State great. Could they get Grant Williams back in the Hornets deal?
Oh, you don't want Grant Williams. No, he's the worst. You hate him.
Yeah. Where's the worst? Yeah, I'm just looking at their roster.
Oh.
Josh Okigie?
Oh, to trade back, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think it ends up being for another pick if they trade back with Charlotte. I don't know if there's anybody on that team you want.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's not my fault these players don't necessarily grab me.
Right. No, it's not a great YouTube draft. Yeah. It's not a great YouTube draft. So
my guy's going number one.
Jack's, that's all our guy. Jack's number one guy, Con Knipple. My number one guy, Carter Bryant. Your number one guy, Trey Johnson with a dash of Ace Bailey. Yeah.
And also would take Knipple.
And by the way, Ace Bailey, from a content perspective, is 100 out of 100. Yeah.
And I can't wait till he's upset that he's not starting.
Yeah.
And playing more minutes.
Oh, yeah. Maxie's shooting too much. Justin Edwards is starting over him. Justin Edwards getting more minutes than him, which he would, by the way.
By the way,
yeah.
Ace Bailey threw out a first pitch in a Mets uniform last night.
Didn't look bad throwing the pitch. I just have to say.
He didn't.
Yeah, he looked pretty good throwing
for first pitch.
How do you throw out the first pitch for the Mets, man?
Well, especially
could they not
when,
wait to after the draft?
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Well, he's doing everything in his power to not get drafted by the Sixers.
I mean, Rutgers. At least he played.
I get why, but I'm just saying, you could be possibly coming here.
Right, yes. And all we have is a picture of you in a Mets uniform. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the Sixers? Man. And who's your guy for tonight? If you could have one guy. Russell in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Russ?
Sorry about that. Taking you guys off the speaker.
Oh, my God.
I know. First things first, I just wanted to thank you guys the other night at Chesapeake Inn for signing my daughter jersey. Like, it was a little one who cried. And finished your number. But I appreciate you. I have plenty of pictures to love on. But so what I want to do, honestly, is just trade back. We know we're going to get one of the guys that we wanted. And why not trade for Utah and Markkanen?
It's not going to happen. Like,
why not?
Well, because Markkanen makes $40 million, right? So the only way.
Right.
Well, the only
does
way.
Does Markkanen make $40 million?
Yeah, he just signed that extension.
Wow.
So he's a good player. I would love to have him. But then it becomes a money problem, right?
Yeah.
So, and he's good. They were trying to get 5 first round picks for him. So the only money, the two money options you have, if you assume they're not trading Embiid, are Paul George and Maxey. And if you're trading them Paul George, first of all, I don't know what they're doing with Paul George. That almost costs you a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you, unless Utah is just in love with somebody at 3. And by the way, their owner, when they hired Ainge's son, their owner was like, we're not being bad anymore. Like, so the odds of them trading their best player just to move up to take a raw guy. I've seen the rumors. The only Paul George possibility I see in the draft is Brooklyn.
Utah standing there and taking Con Knipple.
Well, he would fit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I would love to get Markkanen, but I just don't see it. I don't see how they make it happen and get the 5th pick.
Okay. And then another thing I want to touch on is Jackie Baseball.
Yeah.
Obviously. Rojas, I mean, unfortunately, I think he has to go. There's nothing else you can do with him.
Where's he going?
If he's going to fail that miserably, then it's time. And it sucks. It does. Because I root for every Philadelphia player, and I've never had that feeling that towards a player. But it's after yesterday, it's done.
I don't know that
yesterday.
Yeah, I mean,
Rojas drives me nuts too.
Yes.
Offensively, but having someone that can play his level of defense late in the game is important.
Yeah, well,
I know we're gonna go back and forth on it, how good of a defensive player is Johan Rojas, because he let one ball fall in front of him the second week of the season.
No. He's also misjudged.
Did you
two
see
other
Marsh
balls.
Play? Did you see the Marsh play on Saturday?
He's also misjudged two other balls
early in the season.
Does his defense? Thank you for the call, Russell. Appreciate you, brother.
Outweigh the ineptitude at the plate.
But I think if he's a defensive replacement,
sure.
Right. Then okay, right. Like, he's not an everyday player.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, and what's nice is that Marsh is at least coming along offensively, so like he's making a case to be in there every night.
Yeah, I don't mind that Rojas is on the roster. It's fine. You still need enough players to fill out the roster. They're all not going to be all stars. He has a purpose. Yep. Defensive. Even if he's not a platoon player,
swipe a bag late.
Yeah, whatever. Well, right. Yeah, go when he's not supposed to go. Whatever. The problem I have last night is we all we've been through the ups and downs with Rojas at the plate. You know, early in the year, he's hitting 320 or whatever. We all knew that wasn't real. We've been through the ups and downs. But the thing is, if you need a guy at that point in the game, when all your goal at that point, my goal for whoever is up at that at bat is to get to Trey Turner. Like, that is, if it's a hit, fine. But work a walk, find a way to get Trey Turner up. Because if we lose with Trey Turner at the plate, whatever. It is what it is. He's been our second best hitter this year. You could argue he's been his best hitter this year, Trey Turner has. Mm-hmm. So I just want a chance to get Trey Turner up. And I didn't think they gave themselves the best chance to get Trey Turner up. That's it. And by the way, if Stock comes up and he walks, all of a sudden, by the way, you now have Sosa at second. So if Trey Turner hits a single, a specific kind of single, you can score on a single from Trey Turner with Sosa at second.
So the only problem with pinch hitting Stott is it just a straight pinch hit and then he's out of the game? Because let's say you tie it up.
They tie the game up and you got to keep playing. Where is he playing?
Well, maybe then it's just a pinch hit.
It could be just a pinch hit.
And then put Marsh in there.
Yeah, because I think maybe the better case would have been Marsh pinch hit for Rojas, because he can just play center field.
Right. Yeah, but all I'm thinking about at that
just
point...
Just getting the game tied, and then you could put Marsh in center field if the game is tied.
The guy I am most confident in, of the three guys on the bench, Kepler, Marsh, and Stott, to just get me to Turner is Stott at that point. And it is what it is. So hopefully they win the game tonight, you know. We will ask Larry Anderson what he thinks.
L.A.
Most importantly, we'll find out who his guy in the draft is tonight.
You don't like that, huh?
it's funny close, every time. It's getting better, I will say. Your Harry Callis impression. Yeah.
My Harry Callis.
It's getting better. L.A.
Larry Anderson joins us next. We'll ask him what his thoughts on letting Rojas hit there. I'm sure I didn't hear it, but... he wasn't on last night.
Nah, it was a Stock.
I can only imagine...
Brad would have been asking for a bunt.
Yes, yeah. He certainly would have been happy. Dude, can you imagine?
The 2-0 swing?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm going to ask him to do. I'm just going to ask him.
Put yourself in that position.
Put yourself. Imagine you're broadcasting the game and Rojas swings 2-0.
Yep.
And we'll ask him.
I tell you what, this might be a 5-minute first answer.
Yes, it's going to be a good one.
The best.
Also, have you given up all hope on the Sixers? Is that why you're not thrilled about the draft? We also want to know who your guy is for tonight. Ike's guy is Trey Johnson. Jack is Connor. I got Carter Bryant, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.